Very happy to be joined in the studio by a couple of the organizers of the big, and I mean big, Cinco de Mayo Festival in Santa Rosa tomorrow. And let me say welcome to organizers Sylvia Lemus.
Lemus,
okay. And Caroline Banuelos. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Pat.
Well,
thank
it's you. It's easy for me to talk about. You're mm-hmm. doing all the hard work over there. And this festival in Roseland, you know, is an annual event that the county really looks forward to. And it's expected to be pretty big this year.
Yes, it's our 13th festival this year.
13th. Wow.
And it being on Saturday, we're really expecting, you know, maybe 10,000, 12,000, high numbers.
Yeah, the Cinco de Mayo festival can actually be on the Cinco de Mayo date this year. So that's kind of nice.
Well, actually, we've been doing it for the last 13 years on Cinco de Mayo. That was really important
but
for our committee.
A Saturday.
That's the difference. Yes.
I've heard the numbers bandied about somewhere between 10 and 12,000 people. Does that seem accurate to you?
That's mm-hmm. pretty possible. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's make sure that people know exactly where the event is taking place. Mm-hmm. If you go to Courthouse Square, you're going to be all on your own tomorrow. So don't do that.
So the address there is 665 Sebastopol Road, but it is right next to the Dollar Tree. We take over the whole parking lot. The street will be closed from 2:30 to 9:30.
Very important. Mm-hmm. And the folks at the Sheriff's Department have let us know that. And mm-hmm. SRPD has let us know that, they're going to be, you know, road blockage for obvious reasons in that area. And why is it important to have it in that spot?
You know, we started 13 years ago because of an incident that happened in 2005.
Yes.
Where, you know, the community decided to celebrate Cinco de Mayo on their own, which isn't that bad, but it turned into an incident and there was some violence with law enforcement and the community, you know, some misunderstandings about, you know, whether or not they had the right to do that. And so the community got together and we worked with the sheriff at the time.
Yeah.
And he was completely supportive of creating a community event with community leaders running the event. And that's why it's so important. And that's why we've been there every year since.
Yeah, it is an important event for the community for many reasons, not mm-hmm. just the celebration of Cinco de Mayo. What do you think are the most important reasons for, you know, us to honor this day and take part in this celebration this year?
Well, I think it's really good to celebrate cultures, and this is a really good place to come and listen to a diversity of music and try different food. We'll have everything from traditional Mexican, and not just Mexican, but Latin country food.
Yeah.
And American food. We also have Willie Bird turkey there, and we'll have kettle corn and, you know, churros, so a whole mixture and everything. So I think it's really good for everyone to come together and celebrate.
And, you know, when I've gone in over the course of the years, I learned something. Also, it's a great celebration, don't get me wrong. That's first and foremost, is it's extremely colorful. The music is fantastic. The food is even better than that. And I always learn something.
Very good.
Yeah. So it's about, you know, this amazing collection of Latinos and Latinas that we have in this community, a growing and huge part of our community. And as we all know, the better we get to know each other, especially in a festive circumstance like this, the better off we all are.
Yes, thank you. You know, that's really important to us, that the entire community come out, you know, to Roseland and enjoy a day on the west side of town. You know, that's really important. And that's one of the reasons why we're here, that we want to make sure that the entire community knows that this is happening.
And speaking of the west side of town, there have been some changes over the course of the last few months, the annexation of Roseland into Santa Rosa proper. What kind of effect has that had, or do you think it will have moving forward?
Ooh. Oh, okay. So it was a little different this year planning the event. So, you know, we're working with the city of Santa Rosa.
Yeah, not used to that, huh?
It is a little different. And it's exciting. You know, it's exciting moving forward. There will be some potential changes on the property. So we're going to, after the festival's done, continue meeting with the city and seeing how we can move forward, keep it in Southwest Santa Rosa, in the Roseland area. I don't know, maybe close the streets down. We'll be talking to them about different options moving forward.
Yeah, because there will be big changes moving forward in that location. And it's like establishing brand new relationships, isn't it, when you're now working with the Santa Rosa City Council as opposed to the County of Sonoma in Roseland. But tell us about the day, because it's going to be from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m., yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And sort of walk us through the day, what's going to be available to see and hear.
Well, I'll start with the parking.
Okay, yes, and that's then, important.
Yeah. Oh, man, is it ever.
Yeah. The street will close from Dutton to West Avenue. And so parking is a little limited in the area. So we did make an arrangement with Bayside Church at 3175 Sebastopol Road. And Rosie the Trolley will be picking up and dropping off people to the
Thank
festival.
Thank God for Rosie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So we'll have people monitoring the parking lot and everything. But so we're glad that we're able to partner with Bayside Church on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. You don't want to, you know, you can't get right next to the festival if you're in a car anyway.
Right.
But using those opportunities is a great idea. And using Rosie the Trolley, mm-hmm. another great idea. Mm-hmm. So you get to the festival, and what do you see?
And then we've got some fabulous entertainment. You know, we've got some banda, we have a mariachi, banda La Cora on stage one, our major entertainment. And then over on stage two, we've got a lot of dancing, ballet folklorico.
Yeah.
We have a couple of groups, some singers and some hip hop dancing and some fun stuff for the younger folks. So we've got all that going on, and then we've got...
And we have, over 100 booths.
Yeah,
That is a lot of booths.
With such a variety of... We have about maybe 30 to 40 food booths, and in addition, we have county and city agencies, nonprofits, a mm-hmm. lot of businesses coming to sell, handmade jewelry, hats, different things. So it's just going to be, so much stimulation
for the
eyes.
Yeah, it covers all of those bases.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
That's fantastic. It's really... Really, one of the noteworthy events of the year, I think, Sonoma County, the big Cinco de Mayo festival in Roseland. And let's just reiterate that that it is in Roseland, and it's in the dollar store parking lot is where the entire festival takes place this year. What's it cost to get in?
It's free, absolutely free. And we welcome everyone to come from all over. It is an alcohol smoke-free festival. And
yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you're going to accomplish that. I get the alcohol-free part so uh-huh. that none of the booths, et cetera, are going to be offering alcohol.
Uh-huh. Right.
Outside smoke-free, that's a little harder to police, isn't it?
Well, there's places across the street, and we just kind of politely come up to people and say, there's, family and children. Can you come across the street or in a different area? So, and it works.
I'll tell you
works
what,
together.
Those two things make it unique to, I think, any other festival that Sonoma County has to offer over the course of a year, being alcohol and smoke free. And that's a real plus. And we've talked a little this morning about the, we expect the police to be involved in Sonoma County at large, looking for people who ridiculously imbibe on Saturday, and mm-hmm. it's nice to have a free zone where all of that kind of celebration is concerned.
Right.
Because and also, as I said, you can dance, you can just hang out and listen,
right?
And just another opportunity for a lot of people in our community to spend some time getting to know a very important part of our culture. I always think that for people who don't have a lot of Latinas in their lives on a daily basis, then understanding each other better is what we all aim for.
Right.
This is the perfect opportunity to do just that.
Right. And one thing I wanted to say, Pat, is that even at this late date, we're still looking for volunteers, other opportunities to get involved.
Okay.
And so if anyone's interested in volunteering just on the day, they can go to our website, which is Santa Rosa Cinco de Mayo.com, and sign up right up on there.
Santa Rosa Cinco de Mayo.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Why not work it? At least work it for a couple of hours and just enjoy the rest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you get a wonderful t-shirt. t-shirt with the beautiful design, and we'll feed you too.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. And really the poster for this, which is on the t-shirts also, is absolutely right. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo Festival tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo. It's free.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. The entire family is invited from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Roseland, in front of the dollar store in the parking lot there, where yes. The food and the music and the booths and everybody's going to be. Well, congratulations in advance. It's an amazing feat putting on this scale of an event. So nice going.
Thank you.
Nice going. And we look forward to hearing all things positive about Cinco de Mayo celebrations at large in Sonoma County. And thank you very much to organizers Sylvia Limas and Caroline Benuelos. Great to have you both here.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay, now you better go get some rest because you're not going to get any tomorrow.